Hola mi gente, welcome back to another episode of Sazón Talk.
Did you guys miss us? Because we missed you guys.
Wait,
We
like...
took some necessary time to just get through life in all of its glory. But we decided, you know, once the fall came back, when summer started dying down, and we're not outside, we inside. You know, Corona's still a thing. That we would get back on the Sazón bandwagon and continue on with some amazing upcoming topics that we have in store, especially this one. This one's an interesting one. That I feel like everyone experiences, but then everybody has a different point of view when it's someone else. But when it's yourself, you're like, oh, that's nothing. Like, that's okay. Like,
I'm gonna love posting this on Instagram because I definitely want to hear what people got to say.
Because it's
especially from women.
Actually, I would love to hear from the guys.
Well, I feel like because we've been around Wilkins and certain guys, I kind of like know how they feel about like older. But for the women, I find it interesting. Just to see what they say.
I mean, it's interesting. So, for those that are interested in learning what this episode is going to be all about, it is going to be about, does age matter in your relationship? Or does it? Like, I don't know.
Some people are picky.
Some people do, some people don't. But we're going to talk about that in this episode. So, question. What's the oldest you've dated?
The oldest I've dated. I was 22. And he was 32. So, 10 years.
Actually,
no. I've done a little bit more. Because my best friend that passed away, we used to talk, and we were actually 13 years apart.
Oh.
And then, but we just decided that we were just better off best friends. And then, of course, yeah. And then, of course, like, you know, it's always that part where, unfortunately, he was diagnosed with cancer, and you know, they couldn't find where the cancer was coming from. So it was eating his shoulder bone, and they did the surgery for that and stuff like that. So I was engaged to my ex-husband, and I went to visit him after his surgery, and he was just livid, saying that if it weren't for him, that he would have been engaged with me or married to me, and he would have gave his mom a grandchild already because, you know, he's going to die from this cancer. And I was just like, where is this coming from?
What?
And it put me in a bad position because I was just like, at the same time, it's just like, I understand what you're saying, but then you would have left me and your child by ourselves. You know, I love you, but it's just like, but it was just like talking to the wall at that point. So it was just like, I had to leave, and then I didn't go see him until, unfortunately, his brother called me. He was just like, I'm calling because he wanted me to call you, but they had switched him to hospice at that point. So once I knew it was the hospice situation, I was like, all right, put your feelings to the side and go see him. So I went to go see him, and he was surprised to see me. And, of course, he kept talking about me and him being together. His mom always respected our privacy. Like, I would tell her, like, no, come, like, this is your son, like, you don't have to leave the room. And she's like, no, I'm gonna give you guys time to talk. And I'm just like, oh god. You know, but yeah, he's the oldest person I think that I've ever like had a situation
what's the oldest? I mean, I think I was, what, 25, 26, and he was, like, 36, 37.
Okay. So that's another 10 years, no?
Yeah, like, he had a solid decade on me. But, He was one of those, like, he really just wanted to have a good time. Like, I met him at a hookah spot, of course. And then, you know, we just, like, hit it off. Like, he was cool. Like, we went, we did brunch. Like, I'll never forget, we went to brunch in the LES one time. He took me to this French restaurant. And I was like, I don't know what this is about. It's called, it actually is called Pardon My French. Really, really good brunch spot, by the way, guys, if you want to know, here in New York. And we got so trashed. I know I did. I got trashed. But it was such a good time. Like, he was definitely, like, on the I want to have a good time. And that's kind of essentially what led to us not really dealing with each other anymore. Because it was just like, okay, you're just looking for a good time. And I'm going to need more substance. I'm going to need more meat and potatoes. And you giving me side dishes, bro, and I can't do much with that. Because you get it. It's crazy because I think as a female, I know for me, I never was the, oh, I'm going to date someone that's like at least 5 or more years older than me. Like, I never actually liked that. Like, I always did 2 behind, 2 in front of me. Always. Like, in my
mentality. That's what I was going to ask you. Have you ever dated somebody younger than you?
Unfortunately,
I did.
He's 28, so he's 4 years
younger.
Yeah, he's 4 years younger than me. But at the time when I met him, he was like 23, 24.
He was a baby. He's still in his party years.
He's okay. So you want to know how? Of course, I would meet this individual at a viewing party. And the way that I met him was, anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. Everyone that knows me knows that. And it was the Royal Rumble. I'll never forget it. It was the Royal Rumble. And this is when, like, Yep was still a thing for us. Because, wait, you might have been doing the raffle. Maybe. In the front. But Kervin was in the front. And I don't think you were there. No, I lied. I was doing the raffle, but we were swapping because I was like, I don't want to be here, staying here all night. So y'all gonna have to figure this out. So when I was up there, there was a guy that came in and he had on a State Property jacket. He had like a Coach's jacket and it was like Hove on the back of it. That's all I saw. So I literally grabbed him and I was like, hey, I like your jacket. And that's how we started talking. Like, we started talking, like, that night. Like, that night, he drove me home. Like, that one, he's a pain in my ass. Well, he was a pain in my ass. I'm saying that. Clear that up.
Yeah.
But,
I'm trying to think.
But younger isn't always better either, so.
I feel like now that I'm 30, it's just, like.
You can't go no lower than 30.
No, because somebody tried to get with me, and I wasn't in that state of mind. But he's younger than me; he's 27, and you know, we're just not in the same page.
No, you know? At all.
And so, like, not too long ago, he hit me up, and he was like, "Oh, before the summer is over, like." He wanted to like do something crazy, whatever, and I was just like, I don't got time for that. Like, I'm just busy all the time, and I don't mean to like put being busy as an excuse, but that's literally my life. Like, I'm always busy. If I'm not doing my current career, I'm doing a side job, and my side jobs are babysitting. So it's just like I'm doing one or the other. It's a hustle world, you know, and I get it from my dad. So, you know, and then I have some stuff trying to do in works for our brand. And so, you know, I'm working stuff with that with my friend, which in episode 25, hopefully if I remember, I'm going to wear the shirt so everybody can see it. And then I have another shirt in mind for me, and then I got to make one figure. But, yes, I have some stuff in mind. So I've been trying to work with that, and then, you know, it's almost coquito season, so I have some flavors that I have in mind. And so I'm just like constantly, if it's, I'm not up here busy, and then I'm just like active, just doing something with work related stuff. So, you know, but it's just like, I don't want to party. Like, I'm not a club person. I can do brunch because now you got me into brunch. I can do brunch. I could do,
I mean, brunch is the, brunch is amazing. 20 like, is the new 30.
Like, my first brunch was, I think your birthday, 2018. That was my first brunch. Where did we go? It was the spot on 51st Street and Park Avenue. That it was like
downstairs. Oh, when I had the spot, I had the whole back area.
The side area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that whole area, and your girl was the bucket head first.
Yes, yes, yes. That was, one. That was my first. I mean, I got nice hints.
Oh, that set the bar then. I'm sorry.
Like, as what?
That set the bar kind of high then, because that was a wild, that was a wild brunch.
That's my first time giving you a shot. That was just like, because I had taken a shot with her, and then I said, we got to get Nelly a shot. So that's how I knew you liked Hennessy. So I got you a Hennessy, and I got my Patron. And then we all took a shot together. And then pretty much after that, I just know we had a lot of sangria.
That, where did you go after that? Did you go to the hookah spot?
I went home because I was so intoxicated. I went home.
So I don't even, so only thing I remember was us
leaving the spot. I didn't even know there was a hookah spot after.
We left the spot, and then my homeboy had came, drove us to the hookah spot, RIP to Karma. That's my favorite hookah spot of all time in the LES that closed due to COVID. Well, they closed. Yeah. And now they reopened, but they have new management, and it's not the same vibe, and it isn't.
Yeah.
But we went to Karma because that's, like, the go-to hookah spot that I know, like, mad people there. So we get there. My homeboy and his girl is already at the bar with Henny shots, ready for when I walked in. And that's what did me in, because then soon after that, like, anybody that knows me knows I'm notorious of low-key bagging security guys. It's just what it is.
Yes.
I don't know why or how. Like, it is what it is. So, the security guy that I bagged at that place, he came in, like, unbeknownst to what the fuck was going on in my life. And I see him from time to time, but he had came in, and he, at the time, was, like, Ubering or whatever, whatever. So, he was just, like, in and out, kind of. But I caught him, and I was like, yo, can you do me a solid? Can you drive me home? I left every single person in that hookah spot and went home. I actually had him drive me to a Wendy's drive-thru to then not even touch the food until the next day. Yeah.
I miss Wendy's after Legends.
I know. Me too. Like, why would they do that? Like, it's just like, so bad. Like,
me and Bert were talking about that on the last paper Saturday. We just had. Yeah. And so, because I had a drink, I had a shot. She had way more to drink. And we both were hungry.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's get Wendy's. I was like, where the hell? I said, there ain't no Wendy's over here. She said, no, this one closed by. Oh, shoot. It closed at 12 o'clock. I said, yeah, because this pay-per-view is going after 12 o'clock.
Okay.
So I was just like, yeah, there's no way. I don't even remember if we end up getting food after. I don't. Oh, yes, we did. We got halal food. It was banging.
Well, not halal food? No. I'm a very picky eater. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a picky eater. So if it's not like chicken steak, I'm saying no, thank you.
For my birthday brunch,
yeah, I had the steak and eggs.
Huh?
I had the steak and eggs.
I had chicken and waffles because that's what I always get because I love it. But Britt and I were just so intoxicated that we were like, ooh, we should get Chinese. So we got Chinese, but we didn't know what the fuck to get. So we had a whole buffet. We had shrimp with broccoli. We had lo mein. We had, who's that thing? We had scallion pancakes. We had honey wings. We had a whole buffet. We got a whole bunch of food, split it in half, and then we had a whole buffet to ourselves because we were so intoxicated.
How do y'all do that? Like, what? Anywho, y'all weirdos. That's what she likes to do. Her and Joy are like that. But let's think of buffet style shit and just get a little bit of everything. And I'm that bitch. Yeah. I'm like, I like what I like, and I'm gonna get what I like. And you hoes are gonna have to.
Figure out. Oh no, because we couldn't decide on one thing because everything was sounding so good. We were like, ooh, shrimp and broccoli, ooh this, ooh that. We were just like,
shrimp and broccoli actually sounds really good.
Shrimp and broccoli is really good, especially how they make it over here. It's pretty good. But going back to the topic, yes, I've spoken to guys younger than me. I've dated guys older than me.
What do you see? What do you feel like is the difference between someone younger and someone older for you? It
depends on your stage of your life, because the first time I dealt with somebody younger than me, I wasn't in that mentality. So it was just like a kind of whatever thing to me. So, but now being the age that I am, I can't really deal with somebody younger than me because they don't have the same mindset as me.
Well, what if they do? What if you meet a 26-year-old that is on the same type of time you're on? Then what?
Then that I mean, they have to kind of really, because not that I want to bring this up, but somebody I know is, I don't even know what their current situation is, but anyways, he's mm-hmm. younger than the lady, and they're, I think he's like 5 years younger.
Oh, you guys have a cougar.
And yeah, so it's a cougar situation or MILF situation, as you like to say. But he's more like, I feel like he's looking more for a mama. But yeah, sorry, a little sidetracked there real quick. But yes, so yeah, he's looking for a mom. Like, that's something I realized about him, that he is looking for like a mommy to take care of him. And I'm just like, fool, you're a grown guy. And I think that's not the first time I saw something like that. That's kind of like the second time I've seen something like that in a relationship. I know a relationship that was like maybe, I think, 20, 30 years apart. But it was just like, obviously the lady was older, but it was like more that he was looking for a mom.
So do you think those that have like mommy and daddy issues, they're mm-hmm. more likely to find someone older?
I think they are. I mean, that's kind of who they're looking for. They're looking for somebody. They don't want somebody their age because they're not going to be with that shit. Because that's how my ex was. My ex was just like basically looking for somebody that represents who his mom is. You know, he wants to have his shit picked up like his mom picks up his shit. And it's just like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't do that. I come home from work tired, just like you come home from work tired. And if I can go to my bedroom and take off my clothes and put them in the hamper, you can do the same shit.
Absolutely.
So, you know, huh?
I say, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not even so much about that. Like, some people would see it as, like, it's a simple thing, you can just pick it up type of shit. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, but that's not me. It was even to the point where she would take out his underwear and towels and say, hey, when you're ready to shower, everything is here for you. So,
but
you
know,
it's...
Do you think, though, like, do we find pieces of our parentals in our significant others or the people we date?
Sometimes, I mean, it's said that if you have like daddy issues, you kind of look for somebody that represents your father. And people that have mommy issues, they're kind of looking for somebody that represents their mom. But for me, I feel that I didn't grow up with my father, and it wasn't not because he didn't want to. It was just shit that happened with my mom. And guys that I dated never represented my father. I felt in the past, I can say that I realized that I did it, guys, because I didn't want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because I worked so hard being accepted or wanted, I just wanted to be accepted in a relationship. And then, you know, and that's why I would do whatever the guy wanted so I can keep that relationship going. And that kind of is my parent. I'm not going to say which one because then I get in trouble. But, but yeah, that person is like that. Holds on no matter what it's going, which the person's going through. And it's just like, shit can look ugly and they still hold on to it.
I think it's interesting because I look at, you know, like my parents divorced when I was a senior in high school. So I was like 17, 18, and I never had even I had both parentals growing up, I never had the best relationship with my dad. And to a certain extent, I don't think I haven't had the perfect relationship with my mom either. Because everyone's human. And I think the older I've gotten, the more I realize, like, niggas just make mistakes, or niggas just don't know. Like, I can't really be mad and be in my feelings off of some shit that either wasn't taught to you or wasn't shown to you, so therefore you don't know. Like, so I can't be mad about certain things. But for a long time, I definitely think I took after my mom's just mentality of, like, oh, you don't need a man type of thing. Not to say that's what she walked around saying. She more or less walked around saying, like, I didn't need to be in a relationship. Like, there's so many other things that I need to accomplish before giving essentially myself to someone. But for a long time, I just was really on some, like, oh, I don't need a man, I'm good. But it was because of that whole, like, do for yourself attitude and figuring it the fuck out by yourself and doing everything by yourself. So being in a situation where the person doesn't allow me to be on that type of time is different. So it's just like,
yeah,
all right, I have, like, someone that's willing to take some of the weight, maybe not all, and vice versa. And that was essentially a game changer, because even with my ex, Chicago, there were certain things that reminded me of my dad. And they weren't red flags per se. They weren't things that were either the bad or indifferent. It was just like, I acknowledged it and I saw it after the fact. And I was just like, so this would explain a lot. And how that became a thing.
Yeah, I can 1000% agree. Especially that I grew up being independent. You know, I was taught, don't rely on any man, like, get your own things. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that since I was 14 years old when I had my first job. So when a guy does something nice for me, it's just, it feels weird.
Absolutely. You know,
it feels weird because I feel like I need to give you something back in return. Or, like, why are you doing this to me? And I knew somebody, and it's so funny because we're talking about, like, boyfriend and girlfriend type of situations. But I think also, this also kind of goes with your friendships, because they're also, like, kind of relationships. But I have a lot of younger friends and I have a lot of older friends. And so a lot of the younger community, when I used to go to church, used to click with me so much because I was so blunt. You know, like, their parents would sugarcoat things and I would just tell him, like, I would tell you straight up. Because I was always sugarcoated things all the time. And I hated that. And then when it came to school is when I learned the reality of shit. You know, so especially, like, now kids, you can't be sugarcoating to them. They're not stupid. And if you're not teaching them, they're learning it from school. I had a job that I'm covering right now for the summer. The kid is 7. Yeah, because he's going on 8. And the dad was taking them to summer camp, and he happens to say his penis has superpowers. And the dad is just like,
That's what actually great. Mean?
What do you mean your penis has superpowers? And he goes, like, you know, it gets excited and stuff like that. And he's basically telling, you know, his dad that, you know, I there's something that I like or someone that he likes, and he gets excited, and, you know, obviously down his penis gets excited. So he told his mom and he told me, and because he spoke to me, because obviously I've been dealing with kids for so long. Like, how do you go with this? I was like, don't sugarcoat shit to him. Like, don't do that. I think you should have a conversation with him because, you know, of course he's 8, but I take care of a 4-year-old that tells me I'm washing dishes. I tell you, kids tell you the darnest things. I'm washing the dishes and they have like an island. And so he's like, Amanda, it's so big. And I was just like, what are you talking about? And he's like, it's so big. And I can't see what he's like trying to show me. So he goes, oh, and he comes around, pulls his pants down, and he points to his penis. It's so big. But he had a hard on. So I was just like, oh my God, the 4-year-old. It's hard right now.
If he don't put like, his pants back on.
You know? But because he kept saying that it hurt. And so, obviously, like, you know, I knocked on the mom's, because the mom works from home. So I let her know what was going on. And she, like, she was so embarrassed. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Because, like, he talked about my boobs being bigger than his mom's and my ass being bigger than his mom's. And I'm just like, I mean, kids see shit, like, you know. He goes, you got a big, really big tushy. She's like, well, thanks, I think. What? I don't know what to say. You know,
wild.
But you shouldn't have to like sugarcoat these things. But I don't remember where the point was with all of this. But what was the point with all of this? I had a reasoning and I kind of just got distracted a little bit because life is just so funny. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay. So, question. What now being 30, what would be the oldest you would go? Because older, and I want everyone that's listening and watching, older does not always mean wiser, does not always mean they know more, does not know that they're... Exactly. At a certain maturity level that you are looking for. So let me just put that clearly on the table, because the same nigga I was talking about that was 10 years older than me, all he wanted to do was party hardy hardy, and he already 36.
No, yeah. No, the guy that I actually dated, that was when I was 22. This is before I met my husband, my ex-husband. He hit me. From, like, his mom, his friends, everybody. He hit me. And when his mom would call, when we were hanging out, he would say that he was hanging out with the guys. It's a 32-year-old guy. And I'm just like, you know, so, like, of course, that makes you feel insecure, because it makes you feel like he was embarrassed of me, or, like, he just didn't want to tell nobody. And so, you know,
eventually I did tell him. Please tell me you cursed him out after that.
Oh, no, I did. I said it with us, so I'm one of the guys now. And he was like, no, like, you know, I'm just not ready to tell my mom. I was like, but you don't have to say I'm hanging out with the guys. Like, that makes me feel stupid. But obviously that relationship didn't work. That relationship is so trash. But I feel, and I think this is kind of why I was bringing up what I was saying before. Because when I was younger, I dated somebody that was older than me, like past the legal age. I was 14, I think, and he was already 19.
Right, so let's get into that, because a lot of people out here acting all high and mighty when everybody back in the day was in the AOL chats, everybody back in the day was asking ASL, and 80% of them niggas was way older than you. And then on top of that, there were times where as a girl you would lie about your age because you didn't want that person to then criticize you or not talk to you because you are young. Like, I've definitely added 2 years on my age. in the AOL chats. So I'm guilty.
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't do it on AOL chat. So I temporarily moved when I was in junior high school because they were renovating where I used to live. And there was this guy. He was hot. And he stopped me because he's seen me before. I've seen him all the time. And when I would go to the store, like, I would always see him at the corner all the time. His cousin, I knew. And I guess he was asking the cousin, and the cousin was like, nah, dude, like, don't do it. And so he stopped me one day, and he asked me for my name. And my friends and I, my junior high school friends, that were still friends to this day, we loved Charm. So we all were somebody from Charm. One was Phoebe, the other one was Piper, and the other one was Paige. I was Paige. I was Prue, and then Prue died, and I became Paige. So when he asked me for my name, I said my name was Paige. And he said, oh, okay, that's different, because I didn't want to give him my real name. And I knew that he was a lot older. I was 12. But because I was so developed, that's what I always say. Like, even though, like, I'm a bigger girl now, I've always been big-chested, even when I was skinny. So I look mature for my age. So he was, like, fiending for me nonstop. And one day my friend went home with me, and I saw his car because I was hiding from him because I had found out from somebody from my building that he was looking for me. And he tells my friend, like, where's Paige? And she's like, who's Paige? And I was like, oh, no.
That's why you can't be lying.
So she was like,
you can lie about your age. You can lie about your age. You can lie about where you live. You can lie about a whole bunch of shit.
No, he knew where I live.
But your name is one of them things that's going to always come bite you back in your ass. Because then you got a fake name going. Because, you know, that was the thing back, I don't want to say back in the day. But that's the thing. When you go out with your girlfriends, you look at your bitches and you be like, all right, who are you tonight? Who am I tonight? Okay, bet. Because we've done that quite a few times.
Because I never thought that he would stop her and, like, look for me with her. No idea. And I never even told her, like, the whole Paige situation. So when she told me, I was like, oh, no, please don't tell him you told him my name. She was like, yeah, I did. And so I was walking home with my friend from school, and I saw his car, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, we got to walk fast. And she was like, why? I said, because that's his car. She was like, oh, shit. So we started walking, and he's calling my name.
How old was he?
I honestly never found out, but I think he was like 27. Mind you, I was 12. Yeah.
That's wild.
So I knew that he was definitely older than me. Then I moved back to where I used to live because they fixed everything up. And I don't know how, but he figured out where I lived. I was like, these motherfuckers.
Because he probably was a drug dealer girl, and he probably knew somebody.
Yeah, so that's why I stopped. It was fun and stuff like that. Like, you know, I would step outside, he would be there, and we kind of chatted up, whatever. I was walking my dog, we would chat it up, whatever. It was nothing crazy. I never did anything with him. But, you know, it was just fun to have a guy in the neighborhood type of thing. And so after because I knew his cousin sell drugs. So I was like, he has to sell drugs too.
Girl, so after that, I was car. Like, he know where you live. He asking people questions. Those are telltale signs of a drug dealer, okay?
So that's, you know, that's just some stories that I've had. But being 30 now, because I think you asked me this, being 30 now, I don't know. I can't say that I would date somebody younger. It would have to show me a maturity level. Because if you're, like, younger than me and you're super childish, I can't do it. The whole, like, I can have, you know me, I don't drink like that. So if you're one of those people that you need to drink every fucking weekend and you need to turn up every other day.
I can't.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, like, you do what you want to do, without me, because I'm not going to tell you, like, I'm going to drink with you, because, come on, let's be honest. How many times have I been to Legends and I have a drink?
I never drink very at Legends. Rare.
Huh?
I never drink at Legends. I never drink at Legends. I think it's in my O, because that doesn't count.
But no, like, it's not only single minded. You don't be having Hennessy shots when something good happens?
Well, if someone buys me a Hennessy shot, yes, I'm going to drink it. Mm-hmm. However, comma, I would say 90% of the time, no, I don't drink it.
Okay, I'll take it.
Because everybody be on something like, yo, let's drink, let's get both up. And I'd be like, nah, I don't want to.
But like I said, you always there when I'm there. I rarely drink at Legends. And even if we do go out, I rarely drink too. And it's just who I am. It's kind of, I discovered something recently about myself, but I'm not going to go into because it's super private.
That's fair.
But it kind of just defines who I am. So.
Which is good. I think when you get to, I think especially when you get to 30, because everybody gets the whole like, oh my God, I'm turning 30, it's sad. And it actually was, I feel like, a reset button almost. Like, for, I would say for me, because I went into 30 single, not very carefree, but very like, I am who I am, and I'm ready for love, and I'm ready for whatever the world comes at me at 30. And also too, like, having a great, I always tell people, having a great support system helps a lot too. So the fact that like me and both my best friends, everyone turned 30 at the same time. Like, mm-hmm. So we, like, everyone had a coming to, like, a Jesus moment, I think, for each of our birthdays that year. And we were just on some, like, you learn it's okay to put yourself first. It's not a selfish thing. It's a mindful thing. But also, too, like, don't be so close-minded. Like, I say that in coming full circle about, you know, dating someone either younger or older than you, sometimes it doesn't matter. I think at times we, with society, I think with definitely with social media, I think with definitely the stigmatism of MILFs and cougars and sugar daddies and all type of shit like that, all those things I think misconstrue the main focus on, you know, someone, you know, finding someone that they actually like, and it doesn't matter the age that they are. Definitely would rather them be legal, so that's, and definitely, like, once I turned 25, I couldn't fuck with nobody under 21. It was just like, if you can't drink with me, what are we talking about? And then when I got to 30,
after I hit 18, because I was dating somebody, I was older than him by a few months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a June baby. He's a September baby. So obviously, like, I hit 18 and he was still 17. So it was, but you know, that, you know, after that, it was just like pretty much I dated older. And then my ex-husband was 3 years older than me.
So, like, and right then now, I dated Mikey's 6 years older than me.
Okay.
And that's different. And that's not what I thought was going to happen. Because I did. Like, I definitely was on the whole, like, I don't want to date no one old because niggas is old. but luckily, my tag, my other half of the world's greatest tag team, he does get pop-up vibes. He does it, just like mentally and physically. It never feels like he's belittling me, because sometimes older men will do that, and they'll look at you like, "Oh, you don't know what you're talking about because you're younger than me, or you haven't experienced what I've experienced because you're younger than me." So he doesn't belittle me. He doesn't. But he did tell me. He was like, if you were younger than what you were, I can talk to you. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, if you were under 30, I can do it. And I was just like, I respect it. All right. Because if his ass was 40, I would have definitely looked at that like, yeah. Coming in. Like, so I think in conclusion, like who you like, don't let it be the end all or be all, because I definitely think there are other criteria that I think trumps age. Yes. But I will say, the older the person is, the more different conversations you will have. Like the conversations like, do you want more kids? Where are you in your career? Like, do you have retirement plan? Like, serious
because I think that's me right now. My whole thing is just like, you know, I'm 30 now. It's not like before that I was rushing. I mean, certain things I'm not rushing for, but obviously there's something I do want. So I do want to find a person that makes it, that's obviously we're on the same level, you know. If because some people are like my brother, and my brother doesn't want to have any kids. And so for me, that's a deal breaker.
Right. Because obviously I want kids. Also with age, you know, you do have the conversation of deal breakers and what those look like. Like, once again, every relationship and every situation is unique. You have people that are 15 years apart and it works for them and it's what they love. Like, for instance, my favorite TV couple right now is on Queen Sugar on the OWN network, and it is Violet and what's the guy's name? It's not Blue. Is the son? It's the little boy. But Violet is they Aunt Violet, and she dating a dude that gotta be at least 15, 20 years younger than her. Okay. But it works. And he loves her. And I think that's really what's the important piece of it is, right? Love, you know, as corny as it sounds, love trumps all. And it's just a level of respect that I also think comes into play, especially if there's an age gap. There has to be a respect level. Like, for especially, like, for me, dating someone 6 years older than me that already has a child, has already been through marriage, there's just a level of respect that it's just like, I know what I can get away with and know what I can't get away with, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I also respect him as an individual that, you know, you're this, you're at this level of your life. Like, I'm not going to sit here and downplay that either, but I'm also not going to allow you to treat me like a child either. And that was kind of the how it felt when I was dealing with somebody that was like 10 years older than me. It was just like, I feel like you treat me like a child more than someone you want to sleep with, sir, and I don't know how I like about that.
So a few months ago, I was working for this family. They were here on vacation, and this is a terrible story, but I'm not going to go into detail to what happened, but the wife was, I think, 7 years younger than the husband, and they come from a place where the men are, you know, they know that they're the bread owners and they like to control. So, you know, the way that
he talks to his wife.
No.
Oh, it's Gypsy. Listen, I watched My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
No. So, he figured because I was supposed to be the baby's nanny. He's not even a baby. He's a grown kid. But I was the baby, the kid's nanny. Mm-hmm. He wanted to talk to me the way that he talks to his other servants. So that's exactly how he was trying to treat me. He was trying to treat me like a servant. And, you know, that didn't... I'm sorry, but this is America. This is not where you're from. And you can't treat me like that. And he felt like he can talk to me however way he wanted. And that's something that I don't deal with. And, you know, just, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't just with me. It was, he was talking to his wife like that, too. And there's certain, not just men, but women, too. They feel like they can dominate the opposite sex. Because either they're older or they're younger. I actually just saw an SVU situation like that, where the wife had...
That's the premise of A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Martin Lawrence character is younger than Lynn Whitfield's character. So because she essentially is more financially stable in that situation, in that movie, and she could say and do and move however she wanted. But then the moment where he kind of got in a better financial place, she was trying to be like, nah, you can't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. And it's just like, sis, I'm going to need that same energy that you just had.
So in this Law and Order situation, the husband had lost his job. He was working temporarily in the show as a construction man. And, you know, until he can figure out what he wants to do, because obviously his career, he lost it. And the woman was the breadwinner. And so because she was the breadwinner, she believed that her husband had to do anything that she wanted to do. And she was abusing him. And, you know, he got arrested and stuff like that because the wife was saying that he stabbed her because she had a cut here. And she said that he goes, whatever she says I did, that's what I did. And he was just basically surrendering. He was going to be arrested. He was going to be sent to prison. And he was just like, whatever she says I did, that's what I did. And wow. I was just like, you know, and it's not, I mean, like I said, she was younger, but because she was the breadwinner, she felt like she can say whatever she wants to him. And she could do whatever. Because he said that he didn't want to have sex. She did. So she went and she said it to dominate, and she used her vibrator on his ass, and he passed out. He woke up and he would go back. And so, but that's what you know, it's not just a men thing, it's a woman thing too, where depending on your career path or depending on your age, some people do want to dominate and take control, and I'm the bitch in charge type of thing, and it's just like,
That does not always work. But in closing, that really just leaves off. You can, if there's a significant age gap, I just think it should be something that's meaningful and that both parties are happy with.
Right.
I think we get so quick into social norms of the lady either being younger than the guy, and then there's so many different norms that I think we fall into so often that we truly forget that it's about love and it's about you sharing a life with someone. I mean, granted, if it's a billion dollar dude and you're who he likes and you're taking care of him, I mean, I think it's worth, you know, to understanding that dynamic versus judging it off rip, because I think that's what a lot of people will do. Is when you see a younger lady with an older guy, you're looking at her like, oh, she's the gold digger. And it's just like, well, what if he actually does like her? What if she actually brings out a different side of him that he hasn't had in over 50 years? Who the fuck knows? But I just think it just, at the end of the day, don't judge the situation until you're in it. Because, yeah, I definitely was on the I'm not dating anyone older than me bandwagon. And then what happened? I ended up getting with somebody that's older than me. So just know that really it's up to you. Young grasshoppers, you.
Yeah.
Any last words, Amanda Panza, before we sign off?
Nope.
Alright. So thank you guys. In the comments below or anywhere, let us know what would the oldest you would date and what would be the youngest you would date. It's an interesting poll. I think it's an interesting topic. Especially with, you know, with news and media, you know, overhyping things or highlighting certain things. I think it's always interesting because definitely remember I was like I was a teen in the AOL chat talking to like 20-21 year old guys. So it happens.
I did the same thing.
That's why it's like, but you know, when there always are boundaries though. So when those boundaries are crossed, then that's a different story. In a different conversation. But we thank you guys for listening and tuning in to this episode of Sasson Talk, where we talk about age ain't nothing but a number. # Aaliyah's music will be on Spotify within the next few months. It's a slow rollout, but it's a rollout nevertheless. We've waited over 25 years for it, which I'm excited. So But thank you guys for joining us. You can follow us at Sasson Talk on Instagram. You can also subscribe to the Java Taste Podcast Network page, where you can find not only our last 20-something episodes, because bitches be working. You can also find our other sister and brother podcasts, such as Two and a Half Bros. And we, of course, have the Java Taste Podcast. And then we have Your Sports. We have the return of Game Night with Mike and Ellie, but what a huge twist to it. Which I'm really excited to release that soon. So yeah, just make sure to follow the network, follow the brand. Amanda's been doing some really amazing stuff, building the Sasson Talk brand and merch. So be on the lookout for those updates, and those may be interested in purchasing a lovely t-shirt that was designed, that I love. I love the design. Make sure to DM us, let us know. But until next time, I am Janelle.
I am Amanda.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, joining us. We appreciate you guys. And until next time.
Bye.